This is Lifestyle Decisions, a podcast based on the book by Scott R. Long.
The world, it's a-changin'. Taboos are falling by the wayside. Lifestyle choices common among older evangelicals are often viewed as archaic and approach extinction. Scott Long is a conservative evangelical who views their passing with a mixture of appreciation and sadness. In Lifestyle Decisions, Scott reviews the purpose for many of those choices and may even spruce some of them up for contemporary adoption. The listener is forewarned. Give his thoughts a listen, and you may just find yourself getting a little old school in your Lifestyle Decisions. TV and Me. In my childhood home, some television programs were off-limits because of the violence. Another family in the church didn't allow a popular sitcom, which our family enjoyed, because the TV son was sassy to his parents. By the time I became a parent, the content of TV had changed, so I reversed the burden of proof. There were only select programs that our boys could watch. We monitored the television closely. I recall a son asking to watch a certain program. I said no. He asked why, and I said, "It's not good enough." I didn't want to explain what sensuality is, and I was trying to maintain a positive atmosphere. Having a TV was hard on me. Often I would allow a program, then debate with myself over whether it was indeed good enough. But turning off a story in the midst was really rain on the parade and hard on everybody, so I suffered through it. One of the approved programs was The Waltons. The father was portrayed as wise and kind, but it was often noted that he didn't attend church. I wondered, is Satan getting the best of me? The grandfather was portrayed as a likable fellow. As I remember, he went to church to satisfy his oft-cranky wife. Again, I wondered if Satan were outfoxing me. Eventually, the TV broke. We did without one for 10 years. When our oldest son was a high school junior and the younger in 8th grade, we returned to homeschooling. The boys had a decent attitude about that, but they missed the camaraderie of the bigger school. So I wanted to sweeten the deal. I paid $10 for a used TV with the intention of watching newsworthy events and sports. But I didn't want the TV to be a source of negativism with me repeatedly saying no. Hence the rule. You are not allowed to ask to watch TV. When I know there is something good, I will turn it on. Since we were moving from nothing to something, the boys had no trouble accepting the rule. Eventually, the boys knew which programs I would turn on, and they would initiate turning on the television. I think they truly forgot about the rule. I know I did. Psalm 101:3 says, "I will set nothing wicked before my eyes." I don't believe a television is wicked, but a lot of the programming is. Today, my wife and I have a TV. Seldom do we watch anything beside news and weather, but the increasing number of offensive commercials has me hitting the mute button. We enjoy watching DVDs that are good enough. Our oldest son has 4 children, ages 9 to 15. He has tried various defense strategies. As of now, the TV is used only for videos. Actually, I don't know what my younger son and his wife watch or don't watch on the television. But when their daughter was 1 year old, she was not allowed to touch it. Literally. Scriptures read are from the New King James Version. Copyright 1982. By Thomas Nelson, Inc. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The views expressed here are those of the author. Audio narration by Nathan Long.